The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
America, bonjour, hi Canada, it's Friday, I'm inside the Beltway, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening, I hope you are following along on Facebook. I've got on my, I'm already wearing a Christmassy red sweater, because if we're going to start Christmas before Thanksgiving, I might as well wear my Christmassy red sweater. And I have begun Christmas early because of the need to support Angel Tree, and I, you know, I'm going to burn your ears out telling you about this, but they're on my heart. There are 2.7 million children, and I want you to think, not of babies or of 17-year-olds, but the core group, you know, the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds for whom Christmas comes but once a year, and it's the greatest time of year. And among those 2.7 million, there are hundreds of thousands of children who have mom or dad or both in prison. And those children have nothing to do with that. They are innocent, and they are without a parent at Christmas because of incarceration. And Prison Fellowship has been running Angel Tree since 1982, providing a gift or gifts through your donations that are accompanied by a note from mom or dad in jail. They make it all work, and they can still make it all work, except for the money. And the money they normally get from church patios across the United States. And that's because church patios are where people who are in the spirit of being thankful for First Advent, then Christmas itself, and the birth of the Christ child, give generously, and they are reminded of the biblical injunction to take care to visit people in prison. They can't go themselves, or many cannot get near it, but especially in this year, but they can help out the children, and they do so through Prison Fellowship. One of those incarcerated moms is a woman named Michelle. She is helping other prisoners reach out through friends at Prison Fellowship. But Michelle says her first experience meeting with other female inmates was not easy.
Scary women, women I would have been frightened of, were now sitting across from me in this little tiny room where our knees are actually almost touching. And I'm helping them fill out an application for their children for Angel Tree. Angel Tree brought in hope, a little ray of light to a very, very dark place, and allowed us moms to be able to reach outside the prison walls to our families and let our children know that they weren't forgotten and that we're still thinking about them. Angel Tree just made a huge difference in my life.
So please go to HughHewitt.com. There's an Angel Tree banner at the very top. And I know you cannot miss it now. We moved it to the very top of the webpage so that some people were saying they couldn't find it. And so we just put it on the top. It's up there. You'll see the Christmas tree. Hit that. If you can give 100, 200, 500, you're really making Christmas happen. And more importantly, you're keeping intact some line, some tether between that child and that parent. So vital to keeping that child on the good and the narrow. And there's lots to celebrate and be thankful for. Yesterday, there was a press conference at the White House, and Mike Pence announced all the progress that was being made in Operation Warp Speed. Gustavo Perna is the general in charge of distribution of the vaccines. And cut number 17. This is the bottom line. Cut 17.
From the time President Trump announced Operation Warp Speed, General Perna and his team have been working literally around the clock to build the distribution plan that you see that's in effect. And I hope you all heard that. I asked him how many of those kits have already been manufactured for merging with the Moderna product. And they've already assembled 100 million kits. That are ready to go. And that's the supplies that are necessary for administering the vaccine.
General Perna himself took to the podium. Cut 16.
You know, we are here today because our mission was clear. And our mission to Dr. Moncef Slaoui, my co-leader, and really heavily responsible for our success, we are here today because we focused on developing, manufacturing, and distributing a safe and effective vaccine and therapeutics to the American people. Our purpose is really clear: save lives. And it has driven us to this end state, and that's why we're here today.
Do we have another Perna cut? I thought we had two. We only have one. There's a second one. You can play the second one. I don't think we have a second one. Dr. Fauci was there. Anthony Fauci spoke about how it's just impossible to understand what Operation Warp Speed has done. Cut number 13.
And I hear a lot now when we made these announcements this past Monday and then 2 Mondays ago about some reticence of people. Well, did you rush this? Was this too fast? Is it really safe? And is it really efficacious? The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before. So I really want to settle that concern that people have about that. What about the decision of the data? Who looked at the data? Was that some force that was maybe trying to put something over on you? No, it was actually an independent body of people who have no allegiance to anyone, not to the administration, not to me, not to the companies, that looked at the data and deemed it to be sound. Now that data will be examined very carefully by the FDA, who, together with a advisory committee, the Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, or VRBPAC, are going to look at that before the FDA makes the decision about putting this forth for an emergency use authorization or ultimately for a license.
So but they are going to look at it in a hurry because lives are on the line. They've got to move fast. They will move fast. They will not be irresponsible. But Operation Warp Speed is going to save millions and millions of lives, and it's going to start in December. Mike Pence, the vice president, put a cap on it. Cut number 15.
Let me say, my hope is that Americans looking on and all of you responsible for sharing the news know that this team, working in cooperation with our states and with the cooperation of the American people, has made great progress. And we're getting there. We're getting there, America. And as I said at the outset, let me say, I hope it's more in evidence as you hear from this team about the abundance of supplies that are available today for our hospitals, our ability to track what's happening at your local hospital to make sure that it has the PPE and the equipment and supplies to provide the health care that your family may need. I hope as you heard about the extraordinary distribution plans of Operation Warp Speed and the confidence that Dr. Fauci expressed today, and the news that that one of those research companies is going to submit an emergency use authorization tomorrow on the very first vaccine, that we are literally, we could well be just a matter of a few short weeks away from a vaccine being available across this country for the most vulnerable among us and for those that are caring for them in our hospitals and our clinics. I hope everything you've heard today gives evidence of what I said at the start, that America has never been more prepared to combat this virus. But let me be clear as I close. We all have a role to play in the days ahead. And you heard this team say, as we see that finish line, as we see light at the end of the tunnel, as President Trump often says, and you should see evidence here, that we are rounding the corner to that day that we have a vaccine for the American people. We do want to encourage every American to continue to do your part. Wash your hands. Practice social distancing. Wear a mask when social distancing isn't possible. Do your part to put the health of your family, the health of your neighbors, the health of the people in your community first. We are all in this together. And as I've said many times from this podium over many, many months, I know that with the cooperation of the American people, with our incredible doctors and nurses and first responders, with the extraordinary partnership of federal and state and local health officials, and with God's help, we will get through this, and we will get through this together.
Operation Warp Speed is, without question, the greatest public health victory in history.
Now, maybe another virus will come along, another pandemic will come along, and will be even faster. But nothing has ever happened like this. And the credit goes to Donald Trump, and it burns on the tongue of many of his critics, but he put together Operation Warp Speed. They will never bring themselves to acknowledge it, but history will. Operation Warp Speed is a huge success. Markets know that, by the way. This market report brought to you by Birch Gold. Go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, to buy your gold in these uncertain times, because I think inflation is certainly going to arrive when the virus is abated, the vaccine is distributed, and people begin to shop again and spend pent-up demand more than they can do online. And I think inflation is going to be a real deal. But gold this morning is at $1,862 an ounce. You can buy some for yourself in these anxious times at HughGold.com. You can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. You can buy gold for your grandchildren for Christmas, for your children for Christmas. You can move a portion of your retirement portfolio into a gold-backed precious metals, actual physical gold administered by Birch Gold. But it starts when you go to HughGold.com or when you text my name, Hugh, to 474747. You should do it this morning, and you should get prepared, because Operation Warp Speed is real, and it's arriving soon, and the economy is coming back, and I'm afraid inflation. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
And her name is G.
Cal. Whoa. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I got to tell you, Operation Warp Speed is the most significant story of the year, but the most significant political story of the year. Some will say President-elect Biden's victory is, and certainly that is significant. But beyond this election cycle, we'll have 3 presidential elections in the decade ahead, right? 2024 and 2028, and actually 2 in the decade ahead and 3 in the next 12 years. But we will have elections every other year, and they will be redistricted elections in 2022, 24, 26, 28, and 30, 5 of them. And the redistricting will be with a redistributed number of House seats. After the census, House seats are reallocated on the basis of population. States gaining House seats, representation will go up in the states of Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon. They get more House seats. States that are losing seats are Alabama, California, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. The GOP controls the process completely in Florida, Texas, and Ohio. Divided control is elsewhere in most places, and some states have, quote, nonpartisan commissions. Arizona, California, Colorado, and Michigan. Now, my friend Noah Rothman has pointed out that the GOP in 2010 had state-level government control in 23 states versus the Democrats' 15. So little has changed. Actually, a lot changed, because the states, especially Florida and Texas, that are getting seats are totally red states with no redistricting commission. The states that are losing seats, like California, Virginia is static. They have independent commissions for the first time. Now, those independent commissions might fall under a new Supreme Court. That is going to be one of the most interesting things. But President Trump delivered a huge victory to the House of Representatives through the work of Kevin McCarthy, the leader, and Steve Scalise and Tom Emmer of Minnesota. In fact, as of last night, as I did my math, it appears that Republicans have won 223 have won 223 House seats and Republicans 213. That's the narrowest margin Democrats have had to work with in modern times. 223 to 215. Nancy Pelosi can only lose four members before, 223 to 222 to 213.
That 222 works.
To, yeah, 222 to 213. That's what it looks like last night. There are two House seats, both of which currently have a Republican leading by 50 and 106 votes, respectively. One in Iowa, one in New York. The Republican is ahead by 50. That's been recounted. The Republican is ahead in New York by 106 votes. That hadn't been recounted yet, so it might go up to 223. That's why I'm a little bit fuzzy on the numbers. But let's say it's 222 to 213. You can only lose four votes and still win. If you lose five, you lose. And I began to muse aloud last night. You know, Kevin McCarthy's going to be visiting all these Democrats who are moderate across the Midwest and places where redistricting is going to happen and say to them, do you want to plant your flag with AOC and the squad? Or do you want to do what Jeff Van Drew did, who, by the way, switched parties and stayed and was reelected as a Republican in New Jersey? Do you want to plant your flag with us? I mean, it's not impossible. But what is impossible? And in Georgia, time for me to do what I do every day. This is what Chuck Schumer said to the good people of Georgia. He is the New York liberal Democrat, Chuck Schumer. Cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Yeah, that's what he's planning on doing, Georgia. That's why you have to register before December 7th. You independents, you Republicans, you sane Democrats, you cannot elect Raphael Warnock. You cannot elect John Ossoff. You have to return Senator David Perdue, Senator Kelly Loeffler. You have to send them back to stop Chuck Schumer from taking Georgia and using it to change America. That means your Second Amendment rights, your religious liberty rights. That means cutting your Medicare to shreds. That means cutting military spending, defunding the police. The whole radical agenda depends on Georgia. And I don't think Georgia is radical. We'll find out. Don't go anywhere, America. Coming back with Sonny Bunch on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Let me say, my hope is that Americans looking on and all of you responsible for sharing the news know that this team working in cooperation.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I'm slow getting back to my chair, joined by Sonny Bunch. Good morning, Sonny. How are you?
I'm doing well, Hugh. How are you?
Good. You know how the projectionist is sometimes, you know, late to start the show and people start to boo? That's what happens with my team whenever I'm late to sit down in the chair. Hey, Sonny Bunch, I got to ask you, I saw you write a piece about it being safe to go back to the theaters in South Korea, et cetera. You know, you're fighting an uphill battle here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't write that piece. I was just tweeting about it. Look, here is the simple truth. And I want to be as plain on this as possible. There have been zero COVID cases tracked to a theater, right? Not I don't mean people who I don't want to say that nobody who has gone to the theater has had COVID. Obviously, people have gone to the theater; they've had COVID. I'm saying no transmissions have been tracked to a theater, right? And Korea has the best tracking and tracing program, you know, in the world. Essentially, they don't have HIPAA there. There's no worry about privacy laws or anything like that. In South Korea, where people have been going back to the movie theaters and where there was, you know, some coronavirus, nobody who has the virus has caught it in a movie theater. Now, look, this is, you know, it's hard to say for sure, you know, how reliable any of these numbers or stats or anything like that are, right? We live in kind of a weird time, and we live in a situation where tons of people aren't going to the movie theaters anyway. Theaters aren't super crowded and all that. But the simple fact of the matter in all of the, you know, medical materials is that nobody has actually traced a super spreader event to a theater. Nobody has traced a mass outbreak to a theater. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, a 100% certainty that nobody has caught coronavirus in a movie theater, but it is absolutely true with total certainty that no super spreader events have been traced to a theater.
So here, let me cut to the bottom line. Yeah. I think this is going to revert to the norm as soon as the vaccine is out. The Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I are back in the theater as soon as we have that vaccine. So unlike many things like retail and brick and mortar stores and many patterns of work, et cetera, theaters will bounce back if they survive. Right. To me, I think people can't wait to go back to the movies. And if I were the theater movie producers, I'd be shooting at April and doing my release distribution for maybe March if we're very, very lucky, and even possibly February. Is anyone planning that way? Because I listened to the press conference yesterday on Operation Warp Speed, and we're going to roll that out in America, and then it's going to go around the world in lightning speed because lives depend on it, Sonny. So the movie business can start to reboot.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say exactly what the studios are doing because everybody just kind of keep pushing everything back by 3 to 6 months, right? My basic sense of things is that the studios are more or less hoping that by next summer, things will at least be normal enough that they can release big tentpole stuff in theaters without taking a huge loss on it. It's hard to plan these things out. The studios have been trying to essentially go month by month and figure everything out. I mean, the big news this week, of course, is that Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman sequel, WW84, is headed straight to HBO Max. In addition to being in movie theaters on December 25th of this year.
Oh, man, I missed that breaking news, so you might expand on that. In fact, Sonny, what's on your agenda to review this week and break news about? I hijacked
it. I'll get to reviews in a second, but I mean, it is interesting. So HBO Max is a streaming service that is essentially HBO Plus. It's HBO Plus a whole bunch of other stuff. There's some Turner Classic Movies. There's some Sesame Street for the kids, Looney Tunes, that sort of stuff. HBO Max is probably my favorite streaming service. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it's the best. I think it has the best lineup of movies and original stuff. You know, buoyed by the whole HBO experience. But the service has floundered a little bit. It's struggled because it's not available. Or has not been available on Roku and Amazon Fire, and the folks at HBO, well, the folks at AT&T, really, because HBO is part of Warner Brothers, which is owned by AT&T now. They struck a deal with Amazon this week to be available on the Amazon Fire. I have a feeling that they are going to strike a deal with Roku at some point in the near future, which will give them access to the rest of the market. And what HBO Max is doing is putting the Wonder Woman sequel directly on HBO Max, in addition to being in theaters. So it'll be playing on HBO Max free of charge without, you know, unlike the Mulan debacle for Disney Plus. It's just going to be, you know, on the service. It'll be on HBO Max and in theaters on December 25th. So you can either go see it in a movie theater if you feel safe, or you can watch it at home and sign up for HBO Max if you do not.
All right. Second question. How are you enjoying Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, who has graced us twice and this week created quite a lot of news on this show?
I like the book quite a bit. I mean, it's a very weird Hollywood memoir insofar as it is utterly unconcerned with what he actually has done in Hollywood. I mean, it's not the traditional Hollywood memoir where he's talking about, you know, hanging out with stars and the big movies he's been in. He certainly talks about the films he's been in, and there are interesting passages on, you know, being in romantic comedies and getting Dallas Buyers Club made and all that sort of stuff. But it's a very weird book insofar as it is almost a collection of Zen cones more than anything else.
That's very well put. So what else is on your review list?
We live in a strange, weird time, right? I've been watching things on Netflix mostly because that's what we have to watch. So up this week, of course, is the new season of The Crown. Have you been watching The Crown, Hugh?
Yes, we are at episode 5. I want more Thatcher, less Diana, and I want a real Thatcher. This is a bad Thatcher. They did not get Larry Arn will be on later, and I'll ask him about it. He knew Maggie Thatcher pretty well. This is not the Maggie Thatcher I remember.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've heard a lot of praise. So I'm actually on the fifth episode as well. I mean, I've been watching, you know, a couple episodes a night. I'm glad to hear you say that about the Gillian Anderson interpretation of Maggie Thatcher, because I will be honest with you, it strikes me as very
grudging. Grudging. She's much funnier and much happier and much more of a happy warrior and much smarter than this gives her. And she loved her mother, by the way. I just know that as a biographical fact.
Yeah. No, the problem with this is that it feels like a collection of kicks more than an actual acting exercise. Gillian Anderson, you know, I loved her in X-Files, but she is very much a TV actress. She is not Meryl Streep or Glenn Close or, somebody else. She is putting together a bundle of kicks. And you're right, I need more Margaret Thatcher and more what is happening in Britain in the 1980s, unless Princess Di. But I mean, look, this is the problem on the show is that it is a soap opera, essentially. It's a very expensive, very grandiose, very high.
You know, they skipped over a massive loss of life proportionately for the Argentinians and the Brits. They skipped over it. I could not believe it.
Yeah, the total lack of interest in what actually happened in the Falklands was kind of surprising, given the nature of what happened there and the importance of it to the Brits and the Argentinians. They definitely just kind of glossed over that whole sequence, except to make it seem that it happened because Margaret Thatcher was distracted by her son being, you know, lost in
idiocy, just idiocy.
Wilderness. I don't think much of the season, to be totally honest. But I'm only halfway through it. I don't want to judge it entirely. It's not, you know, it's hard to judge a thing before you're done with it. Maybe by the end she pulls it together and is the hero of the Cold War that we all know and love.
Possibly. What else? Anything else on the Sunny Bunch Netflix consumption menu?
Well, not on Netflix, but on Disney Plus, The Mandalorian Season 2 is back.
Which, no, I have not watched that yet. What do you think? Thumbs up?
I've been enjoying it. The second season of The Mandalorian feels very much like a season of Gunsmoke or something like that, or even like The A-Team or some other classic 80s show. It is very much about a guy, a stranger, rolling into town after town and setting wrongs right and getting everything back to normal. I've quite enjoyed it. I'm going to be totally honest with you, Hugh.
The Mandalorian A-Team.
The Mandalorian season.
I had not thought of that. The Mandalorian A-Team.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening. He's.
I love it when a plan comes together.
He's basically Face rolling into town after town, setting up plans and taking out bad guys. I love it. It's very basic. It's very simple, but it's quite entertaining.
How many more seasons of that do we have coming up, Sonny? Do you know?
Oh, no idea. I mean, I don't think Disney Plus knows. Well, maybe Disney Plus knows, but they haven't told us if we're in for, you know, 3 or 6 or 10 or 100 seasons.
No, if it's making money, it'll go forward. Sonny Bunch, thank you as always. You can find him in the Washington Post. You can find him at the Bulwark online. Sonny, the Bulwark goes to the movies. And you can find Sonny on Twitter at Sonny Bunch. Be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, Tarzana Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Hugh. You know, sometimes you write exactly what's on your mind, and sometimes you have to speak in parables. I present a parable. Because I've lived so many years, my knowledge is extensive. I lived back when long-distance calls were really quite expensive. When I called home from college, 2 quick rings were the sign. Dad called me back to put the charge on his bill, not on mine. Now, 1 year, my good roommate, old Ralph from East Nebraska, he had a friend he liked to call who lived in Nome, Alaska. They chat for just a minute. I think his name was Benny. And when that bill came every month, it cost a pretty penny. Then 1 week when he made the call, poor Benny's mood was sour. That call to cheer old Benny up took more than half an hour. When he thought what that bill would be, old Ralph got really sick. He knew he had to make a plan and make one really quick. Hey, Benny, don't hang up the phone, and I won't hang up mine. Leave it off the hook all night. It's going to work out fine. Weeks later, when the bill arrived, Ralph called AT&T. An 18-hour call to Nome? Come on, that couldn't be. Ma Bell admitted her mistake. Don't worry, please forget it. And when the next bill came, of course, they issued him a credit. That was the most ambitious scheme I ever saw conceived. Do something so outrageous that it just can't be believed. Reflect on this a moment. Use some meditation. Perhaps it is a mirror of our current situation. That's a parable, a fable, a romanoclef by Tarzana Joe.
Is that the whole title?
Well, don't concentrate on the title. What about?
Well, I know it was a fine verse, but if I'm going to remind people, do I have to do all three?
Oh, no. A parable.
Okay. Goodness. Will a parable be posted at TarzanaJoe.com?
A parable will be posted.
All right. And how is the Christmas season? Has it begun early for Christmas toast in absentia? Zoom toast, maybe?
I think people have had all this time to prepare for the holidays, and they haven't done it because they don't accept it coming. So I'm getting these poems like, I need a poem tomorrow. I need a poem Thursday. Come back to you. So, guys, think. Say, reuse this weekend to reflect, meditate, and then call your local neighborhood poet.
TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. All your poetry needs, reasonably priced, excellent communication and execution. TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Hugh.
I came upon the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt yesterday doing Christmas shopping online for the far-flung clan, and I thought to myself, I said, you know, we have very young grandkids. I said, I'm getting them an American Eagle. And she said, what? I said, I'm giving them each an ounce of gold. And I can afford to do that, and maybe you can't, and I'm sorry, but you could get them silver. You can do the same thing. And if you're getting them gold, go to Birch Gold. And I'll tell you why. If you buy gold right now, not only will they throw in the silver dollar if you buy $5,000 or more, and that's not a great incentive, but it's fun. You can get your own gold and save it, or you can roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into Birch Gold and be more secure for what I think have to be hyperinflation. Everything we've ever learned about economics tell us that the world has basically, it hadn't doubled its debt. It's probably increased its debt by 20% in 12 months, maybe 30% in 12 months. I don't know. It's a lot. We've never had this level of stimulus before because of the lockdowns. Well, when money accelerates, the good news is the vaccine is here, and the economically unsettling news is the vaccine is here. I think today an emergency use authorization application goes in, according to Vice President Pence. Free the Moderna or Pfizer, and I think both of them will get it very quickly. That means normal activity will be back restaurants will reopen. As soon as I get that vaccine, I'm going out to dinner in any restaurant I want because I believe in its efficacy. I know that we're not going to all credit to Operation Warp Speed, to the scientists, the executives of American science and worldwide science, and President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and every member of the Operation Warp Speed Task Force and everybody up and down the line. Thank you. God bless you. But when that comes, all of that stimulus, Steve Mnuchin yesterday said we're rolling back the stimulus. People in Congress are saying, I don't think we need any more stimulus. And the reality is it's going to be an inflationary cycle. So with instability ahead, you want to get on to some gold. Now, gold is up a little bit this morning at 1865. But I encourage all of you, if you can afford it for Christmas, give gold. Go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That is the present for this year, because this time next year, we're going to look back and say interest rates were the lowest in history. Gold was only 1865. I think that's what we're going to say. You know, I'm not a prophet nor the son of the prophet, but I can remember Act 10 from long ago. If you increase the money supply, you have more money chasing the same number of goods. Those goods get more expensive, including gold, including everything. So it's a good time to be an investor in that which you are certain will go. Now, I own Amazon. I always tell people I own Amazon because it's the only stock about which I have got certainty it'll be here for 10 years. But I know gold will be here for 10 years. Remember, HughGold.com, HughGold.com. Come back next hour and meet two more new members of the House of Representatives, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Nicole Malliotakis of New York. Great big red wave in the House, and we continue to celebrate it on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. The 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.